Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio this morning is the co-host of the program, Dr. Les Olala. Doc, we've been talking together in our broadcasts this series about Psalm 23, this most familiar and well-loved portion of God's Word. And we got into this discussion because we were talking about a very interesting concept that has been a part of your life for many, many years, and I know one that you've taught to many, many people around the country and certainly every year to the students at Northland Baptist Bible College, and that is the concept of developing a biography of God. And I wonder if you could take just a minute to kind of recap that for us and bring listeners who may be joining us in the middle of this series up to speed on what we're talking about.
Yes, we have emphasized with our students, as we have tried to live in our lives over the years, of building a biography of who your God is. One thing about the Bible compared to other books is it's always read and it's always fresh. Mm-hmm. You could read a passage and not see it. The next time through, you see it.
Right.
It's like you peeled back a whole nother layer.
Right.
And the deeper you go, the richer it gets as you get into deeper meditation. That is certainly true in the examination of who our God is. And we were emphasizing recording his nature and characteristics so that we use him as a basis of our praise and adoration as we begin our prayer time.
Yeah, and you were talking about it's a simple process. You have a sheet of paper with a very large triangle on it, and inside that triangle are many smaller triangles that make up the larger triangle.
Yes, representing our triune God. And then as God is described, he is my rock, my refuge, my salvation, my defense, etc. Each one goes into that, and you end up with hundreds of descriptions of your God from your reading.
And then you just, in your prayer time, the portion of your prayer time that you reserve for adoring God is where you would go back to that, you know, biography of God journal and pray back to God in thankfulness for what he is to you.
Yes, and that it enhances our focus so that we are automatically geared to focus on him. In the dark, decaying age, it is so much more comforting to focus on that than the morning or evening news.
Yes.
And it puts that morning and evening news in perspective.
And it gives us confidence when everything else seems to be falling apart.
In the discussion, then, we went to the chapter that we were...
to Psalm 23, and you were walking through the first of the titles that we found. We noted that there were seven dual titles for God here, and we were talking about the first one, which is Jehovah Jireh, God is my provider. And you noted that our tendency in the midst of life is to become people who live in want. We become people of famine in our souls.
Yeah, our tendency is famine, and God's want for us is provision.
And because of that and because of his nature, we can depend on him and we can look to him and not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Right, I shall lack nothing. And that prayer that was in Proverbs, toward the end of Proverbs, says, give me neither too much, lest I forget you, too little, lest I be bitter. Give me just enough. And God always gives just enough.
Now, what's interesting is we were talking before the broadcast today, that first title that we noted, God is my shepherd, Jehovah Jireh, is kind of like the overarching title for God in this psalm. And then there are six other titles that come underneath. What are the things I would want? What are the things I would lack? What are the things my soul would be in famine about? God, my shepherd, God, my provider, Jehovah Jireh is going to make sure I don't lack those things. And then to give me some specific examples, the psalmist lists out three pairs of titles that are going to be areas where I'm going to want. For example, we read that he restoreth my soul. This is Jehovah my healer, Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
And then there is he leads me beside still water. There is Jehovah Shalom, my peace. And so those are two big things I'm going to need in life, I would think.
And he provides those things for us. And you may be working at your sink this morning or whatever time of the day you're listening to this broadcast, driving in your car to work, facing kind of an overwhelming circumstance. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask me. I'll give it to you. If you lack strength, I am your strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And to think about him as my provider, it's just not providing my meal. as providing every single thing that I need.
In life.
Yeah, in life. And the ultimate picture is our salvation, and that's the Old Testament example of
right.
Isaac being the model.
Right.
The Lord is the one who will provide.
Yeah, and that was out of Genesis 22:13, that passage we looked at.
Yes, where Abraham and Isaac were on the mount, and Abraham said, God will provide.
Well, explore
himself.
With us a little bit, Doc, what the psalmist means when he says the Lord is our healer, Jehovah Rapha.
Well, that speaks of restoration. Our tendency is to faint. God's want for us is to be our physician.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at this is the often things we deal with is regarding being just plain heavy-hearted, maybe soul sick.
Right. Our souls just grow weary and tired.
We weary. We say, God, how long is this going to continue? How long is this going to go on? And yet the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He then is the healer. He is the one who brings the healing in my life. Jehovah Rapha. He restores my soul. Restoration. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26.
For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's the Jehovah Rapha there.
Yeah, that's right. And what a promise that is. And you look at the circumstances of these people, and you look at what they were facing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you look today, and what are you facing today? What pressure, what heartsick situation, what news did you just receive that you're just heartsick? And you say, I feel like I'm just going to burst. Mm-hmm. I feel like I cannot go on. Well, the Lord becomes that healer.
You know, this passage in Exodus gives us some tendencies that we have when our heart gets that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, there's like warnings there. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, when we get faint-hearted, that's the last place we often want to go.
Right, because Satan hammers our minds and blames God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if God is so big and so loving and so holy and so kind, why did he allow this? And yet, when we focus on this, he is the one who didn't cause it, but he will use it in your life. God won't cause sin, but he will use someone's disobedience that may have caused heartbreak to
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
to show me who he is and form more of that fruit of the Spirit in my life as I let him do his work, because he is the one who will heal up those wounds. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe mm-hmm. also in me.
Well, you know, I was just thinking you and Charlene went through something very recently with one of your nephews, I believe, a young man named Forrest.
Yes.
Whose parents received some disturbing news about his physical well-being at 6 years of age.
Yeah, with the leukemia. And you got in on that situation as well as we visited Children's Hospital as he was medevaced from Upper Michigan. And where do you turn? What kind of circumstance do you go in?
I mean, this is a real-life scenario that happens to everyday people, isn't it?
Right. Just a couple of weeks back, my wife got called when we were right in the middle of our family camp in August that her sister had died.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
And had to make a trip. Well, we would be driving, and Charlene would just burst out crying. And mm-hmm. I said, honey, what's wrong? Well, she said, it's just hitting me again. It's just mm-hmm. hitting me again. That sister who literally functioned as a mother to them because her mom died when she was just a small baby. And that older sister who just passed away was functioning as that mother. And there are times when you just, okay, Lord, you do the healing. You do that which only you can do within my life because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord who heals.
But you know, it's interesting. Moses says you have to do this diligently. It's not natural, normal heart responses.
Oh, no. No, because our natural response is to complain, gripe, murmur, get angry and bitter. Because our first question is always why. God, why? And yet God is saying, trust. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Let me carry this load. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Cares multiple. Mm. You, singular. Cast your cares, plural. Because I care for you singularly, mm-hmm. individually, one-on-one.
This is an exciting reminder, Doc, that the Lord has given us everything we need, just like you said, everything we need for life and godliness. And if we'll hearken to his commandments, and yet, like you're saying, our tendency is to get faint because it takes work to go to the Word and say, okay, Lord, how should I respond to this circumstance?
And that's the discipline when we dig out, say, oh, this is how God worked then. This is what God did in that circumstance. This is how he manifested his character to these people, to these hurting individuals. Mm-hmm. And we see his power and ability to work and bring that healing work in us. And it's not automatic. There is a price tag to pay.
Yes.
Okay, God, show me what you're trying to show me in the midst of this circumstance, because right now I am just plain heartsick. And they who faint in the day of adversity, their strength is small.
Very small. You know, the other title that kind of links to this one, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah is our healer, restoring our soul, is the title that goes with the little phrase, beside still waters, Jehovah Shalom.
Yeah, he is our peace. There are two potential applications to this. One, it's the sheep grazing in the early morning time by the still waters. That is, it's not rushing. It's not something that would scare the sheep, but it's a still flowing.
Mm-hmm.
The other possibility, some commentators mention on this, it may be just the distilled water on the early morning grass, the dew in that early morning, and the grass is rich with moisture. And that is a potential application of the still water, but the picture is not of a rushing situation. It is a settling situation of peace. And our tendency is to be flustered. God's want for us is that we might know his peace.
Mm-hmm.
In John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. What is he doing? Getting us to focus on him.
Yeah.
My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you.
You know, the Old Testament passage, Doc, that you were pointing us to earlier with this idea of God being our peace, Jehovah Shalom, is the passage in Gideon's life in Judges chapter 6, verse 24, where Gideon meets the angel of the Lord and he gets fearful that he's going to die and be consumed. And verse 22 says, when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abizarites. So the idea there is that when our heart gets so flustered, we're afraid, and sometimes we even fear death in all of this.
Yes. God has not given us a spirit of fear, of power, of love, of understanding, of a sound mind. And that peace is determined by where do we look.
Mm-hmm.
If we look up, we're settled. If we look around us, we're troubled.
Well, our time is gone, Doc. It has been a wonderful reminder that God really is our shepherd and we shall not want. When our hearts are faint and weary, he restores our soul as our great healer. And when our hearts are flustered and torn apart with anxiety, he is our peace. We're looking forward to seeing the rest of these titles and applying them to our lives. And I trust as you listen that you will find the Lord to be your shepherd. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless.